Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. So let's talk about HB 800, the Constitutional Convention bill. It passes out of the House yesterday on a vote where only one Republican voted against it, Joe Stagney out of Kenner. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Democrats who voted for it were Representatives Robbie Carter of Greensburg, Dustin Miller of Opelousas, Roy Darrell Adams of Jackson, and Chad Brown of Plaquemines. So every Republican in the House voted for it with the exception of Joe Stagney. And the bill actually gets worse. It doesn't get any better. They actually believe that we are willing to believe that they have made these modifications in our best interest. And that couldn't be further from the truth. One of the amendments to the bill is that they're not going to have this in the last 2 weeks of the session, which everybody agreed for the most part, with some exceptions, the governor and members of the state legislature, that we were rushing this process and the public wanted to have some say-so. So they moved it back and they will have this session. I think it's going to be on August the 1st, which will be the start date. For the convention delegates to start meeting. And they said that in this interim period of time, committees of the House of Representatives will call meetings in order to discuss issues of what's in and what's out. But there's only one problem with that. None of that really matters. Most lawyers, and almost without exception, constitutional lawyers, with one really important lawyer missing, and I hope that she's going to be willing to talk about it tomorrow. And that's Liz Murrell, a very accomplished lawyer, very smart lawyer, who is the AG. No, hasn't opined on this. They actually hadn't requested of her whether or not what they intend to do, whether this restriction of passing these exemptions right now, both on the House floor and in committee, actually bind the state legislature. Even members of the legislature don't believe that it does. So much so that they've already offered up alternatives to something that they could do to say, well, we could embrace this on day one and vote in the constitutional convention that we embrace it. You know, it's interesting. Why can't you just be honest and come forward and saying that there are limitations to what we can do? This is why. This is spelled out in the 1973 Constitution as to what can happen and why. It's there for a reason. Of course, it was handled entirely different in 73. It's not being handled in a haphazard way that it's being handled here in 2024. And remember, this is a limited constitutional convention. But also remember, in the Constitution, there's no such animal. It doesn't exist. They don't have a limited constitutional convention process. So we just make things up. We make labels up. We call things whatever we want. And we think that these things will pass constitutional muster. To what ends? For what reason? Why not just do it right? Why not just be honest? And if those that voted for this bill think that my attitude changes here because they moved it back, that was only one part of the process. So as of right now, I will not vote for the re-election of Lori Schlegel, the representative who represents me. She voted for this bill. This is about public participation and ensuring that that's going to happen. Having committee meetings over the months of June and July leading up into August, calling them when they're convenient for the committee members and not necessarily the public, and not having it in a condensed fashion or otherwise to make it more convenient to the public. We don't know what they're going to do. There's no plan. They hadn't talked about it. And the big problem is we're still shooting in the dark because this governor has yet to reveal what it is that he intends to move. Now, does anybody for a moment believe that there's not already a draft? I don't. Because if there's not a draft, shame on all of these characters. That means that they haven't done their due diligence. That means that they haven't contemplated what fiscal cliff they are looking to cover. We know that they do not want to renew the state sales tax number, which is about 500. They're going to have a $550 million fiscal cliff, whatever, right around there. If they do away with state income tax, or they start to erode away the percentage of the amount of money that you pay in state income tax over a period of time, that's an additional number. If they want to do away with inventory taxes, that's an additional number. So what taxes do you want to do away with? What is the fiscal cliff that you're trying to cover? That ought to be revelation number one. And if you don't have that right now mapped out in some way, shape, or form in their deliberative process, which they're trying to keep from you under the Public Records Act. That's a whole nother conversation that we'll have. Where are we going with this bill? We have those that are saying, Representative Mark Wright in Covington, this is the biggest joke I've ever heard of in my life. He actually called on his colleagues to show courage in holding the convention. I think this is the most important thing we can do in my legislative career, said Wright, who was elected in 2017, as reported by NOLA.com. The reality is that courage, what are you talking about? Courage. You've taken every controversial issue and you've attempted to exempt it out of the discussion here. That's courage. Courage is going into this constitutional convention with a clean slate. Courage is doing the necessary due diligence and work in advance of this and making it available to the public for them to decide and critique whether or not you, Representative Mark Wright, have courage or not. This is not courage. These people really think we're stupid. They've exempted the 75,000 homestead exemption. They've exempted K-12 school funding formula known as the MFP. And then on the House floor, they instructed delegates we're not going to talk about pensions for retired state workers. We're not going to talk about pensions for school employees. And we're not going to talk about supplemental pay for local law enforcement officials. Complete transparency. I support the constitutional protection of local law enforcement officials for supplemental pay. I actually advocated on behalf of that because I was sick and tired of having to go to the state legislature and have them compel us to take positions on bills that had nothing to do with us in order for us to save state supplemental pay for the first responder community. You want to be honest? You want to have courage, Representative Wright? Let's talk about why some of these bills are actually in that document. It was to prevent the predatory actions of individuals that we elected to the House of Representatives and the State Senate. Let's be honest about why these things find themselves in that document. Why? Because they did not have, meaning the legislators, the courage to stand up for those bills, for those things on their own, and they needed the political oomph and the courage of many others to stand side by side with them, because they knew damn well that without it, it wouldn't pass. And in hindsight, in many respects, I'm ashamed of myself because I allowed them to manipulate me. I allowed them to manipulate the men and women of the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office that I represented and so many others. That's the process, folks. That's what goes on up there. And if you think it's bad there, it's even worse in D.C. And they're engaging in this same process here. It's good. This is absolutely crazy what we're trying to do. The author of this bill, he said the goal is to take certain unidentified items out of the Constitution to give lawmakers more flexibility in spending and tax decisions, including next year when they face a projected $550 million budget deficit. They know that now, but we don't know what everything else that they want to do or what they want to attempt to do. We know that the governor has talked about phasing out the state income tax. Would love that. Make us very competitive. Florida's done it. I think Texas has done it. Others have done it. And it makes them very competitive. But the thing is at what cost? What cost? That same representative said that there's no draft constitution that exists. I don't believe that for a moment. I'm not saying that he's lying. Maybe they've not shared it with him, which would not surprise me, quite frankly. They haven't shared it with anybody. And in fact, if you go back and look at the last meeting of the House and Governmental Affairs and the testimony there, by folks representing the administration, it is incredibly telling as to what they're attempting to do here. These amendments don't make this bill any better. And the fact of the matter is that they now are saying that they want to have an up or down vote on one amendment that's going to encompass the whole of what they want to take out of the Louisiana State Constitution and move to statute. But this is the next issue that's going to crop up, that's going to bite them in the derriere, that there's not a think tank going on up there. A constitutional convention cannot pass a revised statute. People have looked at this from all kinds of different angles. The Constitutional Convention delegates would be members who would be unelected to serve that purpose. For them to be able to accomplish what they want to do, they would have to go into session as a Constitutional Convention, come out of session as a Constitutional Convention, and move into a special session of the state legislature in order to pass these revised statutes. Or, in reverse, they go to a vote of the public, and then there would have to be a special session to take all of those that they have said are going to be moved to revised statutes and then pass that in a special session. What's absolutely incredible about this is as we look at this process, more people are recognizing that they haven't done their homework. They haven't done their due diligence. They haven't looked at this from a legal perspective. And I ask another question again, and I don't know, I'm ignorant of this. It's not criticism. This is just simply a question out of curiosity. Why has the AG not been involved in this process? That is the legal representative of the state of Louisiana. Why has there not been a position paper on what it is that they're doing. I have not seen a single request from this legislative body asking. I don't know that she can just go barnstorming in there, and I don't think Liz Murrow would do that. I think she's too professional. She recognizes the limitations of her office. But why wouldn't this body ask for her to opine on this issue? Instead of having these winds of doubt swirling around on what everybody is saying, that this is one of the most important things that we're going to do in our legislative career, we need to show the courage. Well, show the courage. Get the right advice. Not a partisan advice from administration. We know where they want to be. We know what they want to accomplish in more ways than one. And we know that they don't desire to be transparent. So why would we not try to put these issues to rest? If anyone for a second believes that this whole process is not going to be challenged in court, you're sadly mistaken. It's going to happen. And there will be an attempt for it to not be able to meet the November date. Part of this reason why I think they moved this back is to buy themselves more time to be able to defeat the filing of a temporary restraining order relative to this whole process. Possibly. Just thinking out loud. Not certain for sure. But one thing I know for sure is that there's not a single solitary member of this body that's going to stand up and is going to tell you the truth about any of this, because they haven't thus far. And those that voted against the bill, I'm not chastising them because they're not in the inner circle. They don't know. It will be all the other Republicans in this body, with the exception of Joe Stagney. He'll be on the out. Just a question of how much, as it relates to this bill. So it hasn't gotten any better. And don't believe that by pushing it back, it has. Because the mantra still ought to be, no agenda, no con-con. And that's the message that needs to be sent to the governor every single day. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.